What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Bat Flip, where we discuss everything baseballs. I'm Landon Raby. With me, Deuce Thomas. Tennessee continues to beat Vanderbilt in baseball, and I don't really want to talk about Sunday too much, but Tennessee got the series win. That's what you're supposed to go do on the road, is go win a series, and that's exactly what Tennessee did, winning on Friday and Saturday. Saturday got a little dicey, but you figured out a way to win. And that was the third straight series win over Vanderbilt. And then after that Saturday's game, that was a 9th straight win over the Commodores. And I mean, what a flip of program since Tony Vitello has taken over with Vanderbilt and Tennessee. I mean, the last time before Sunday, the last time Vanderbilt had beaten Tennessee was when we were social distancing in the stadium. It's a wild stat. Great weekend. Before we get into everything, I do want to mention our good friends at Aguani Farms Golf Course. Aguani Farms ranks among the most popular Knoxville area golf courses to host golf events, outings, and tournaments. The course offers a wide range of challenge and playability for golfers of all skill levels. Book your tee times today online at aguanifarmsgolf.com or by phone at 865-970-7132. All right. I think my biggest takeaway, I'll just go ahead and start with my biggest takeaway, was Tennessee just finding ways to win and different ways to win. You know, they can win with defense. They can win with pitching. You know, a lot of people were like, you know, if we just had good pitching, we'd be really good. I mean, I don't know what the stats look like after this weekend. I can't imagine they'd be much different. But Tennessee was sitting fourth in the country in ERA. Like, pitching has been good. You know, they can also score a ton of runs, you know, with that lineup and the talent they have. But Tennessee just figured out a way to win. They had some big innings, you know, that Saturday game, they had a big 6th inning. On Friday, they had a big 8th inning. So they just continue to find different ways to win, and that's what good teams do. So that was my biggest takeaway. Deuce, you want to give me your biggest takeaway from the weekend?
Yeah, just kind of continuing with what you said. You found a way. You went down there and or over there and won the series. And you know, Sunday kind of leaves a sour taste in your mouth, but I think Vandy's still celebrating that one win they had. But ultimately, you won the series and took care of business. And that's the biggest thing we got to keep doing, is just we're winning series. Mm-hmm. You'd love a sweep, but
I think that I'm going to spin it a little bit. With that loss on Sunday, I mean, let's think of it from outside of just Tennessee. Vanderbilt, they found a little bit of pitching this weekend with J.D. Thompson and Fittrell and some of those guys. I think they got some momentum headed into who's their next series against? Kentucky. Who is Tennessee one game behind? Kentucky. So – I'm just saying, I don't think Tennessee would ever throw a game, but if there was a game to lose and for you to have a chance to win the SEC, that's probably the game to do it. I don't know. Thinking outside the box. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I mean that's gonna be a big series this weekend with Vanderbilt and Kentucky. I do think Vanderbilt's a decent baseball team. They're not a powerhouse anymore. They're not. I'll say that. I mean, are they still one of the most talented teams in the country? Absolutely. I think they got some good pitching. I don't think batting is really there for them. I mean, if we didn't have 14 strikeouts, if we could just hit a little bit on Sunday, we should take that game because they only had 3 runs. And I think one of those was kind of gifted to them. So, yeah, I mean, Vanderbilt celebrated that win like the series was tied.
Yeah.
I mean, the series was over. You had J.D. Thompson, who pitched a really good game, but mouthing a little bit when he was caught cheating earlier in the year. You can say sunscreen, whatever you want to say. You were thrown out of a game because of it. So, that's cheating in my book. If you were caught and ejected, you had to do something to get ejected. So, yeah, I mean, it just kind of shows where Tennessee as a program's at is like nine straight wins against Vanderbilt. I mean, if you were to say that in 2021, you're like, oh my God, I can't imagine what this program looks like. And here we are, where it was like they had Rocker and Leiter and Bradfield and Spencer Jones, just a ton of first round picks. And Tennessee, you know, did steal a game away thanks to Evan Russell. But since then, it's been all Tennessee from here on out in that rivalry.
Yeah. Like you said, thinking back, I mean, I remember series against Vandy and you were like, well, here's, you know, at least two losses.
Yeah.
And now you go into it and it's like, man, we may sweep them. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have been sweeping them. Mm-hmm. No, it's just great. I didn't realize how bad their stadium is. Like, I think it looks really goofy with everything crammed in together with essentially the football field overhanging like the left field line. I think that looks goofy.
Yeah. I think the whole it looks like when you were a kid and you're in MLB The Show or whatever and you got to create a stadium and you just like put like, oh, I like a piece of Wrigley here and a piece of Fenway here and a piece of Yankee Stadium. Like, you just combined everything. It's like they've tried to do too much with it. And then you have the Vandy Whistler just – I mean
– oh, my God.
It's so frustrating to watch. Couldn't imagine being there in person. But are we not like – he's considered famous in college baseball for that. Is it not weird he's whistling at like – 19, 20 year old, and they call themselves the boys, the Vandy boys. Like, are we not? He should be charged, okay?
Yeah.
He should be charged.
I was yesterday leaving some like Mother's Day stuff, and I was listening to it on the radio, and I couldn't take it. That's all I could hear. Mm-hmm. And once you focus on it,
yeah.
I mean, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah. It was rough, but, yeah, I hope he's a little hoarse this weekend after taking that beating those first two games. And so let's get into those first two games real quick. Friday, you had Semo starting the series off right with a bomb.
Yep.
You know, that's what your best hitter is there to do is get things going for you, and that's exactly what he did. You know, Vandy went up 3-4 in the sixth, and then Billy got us started in the eighth with a single. Kvaris Tears hit that oppo home run. To kind of get things rolling, and Tennessee was able to score five runs in that inning. Chris Damos, AJ Causey, I thought continued to, you know, just set the tone for the weekend with the way that they pitched. Now they gave up some runs, but when Tennessee's able to score five in an inning like that, I mean, you're always in a ball game.
Yeah.
With the lineup Tennessee has. So, yeah, I thought they pitched well, and you know, obviously they ended up getting that series win. I think they combined for 12 strikeouts, so really good outing from both of those guys. And you know, that from the start of the season to now, like that kind of rearrangement there with Causey and Stamos has worked perfectly for Tennessee.
It gets better and better.
Yeah, I think there was a bit of a scramble there for when AJ Russell went out the first time, you're like, oh my God, what do we do? And it's just like, it's been kind of smooth sailing for Tennessee. They're winning series. I mean, there's no other team in the country that's been as consistent at winning a series than Tennessee has. I mean, they lost that first one to Alabama, shouldn't have lost that game on Sunday. From then on, it's been super consistent. Now, you would like to see more sweeps in there, sure. But, I mean, they are finding ways to win, like we mentioned earlier in the show. So, got that win on Friday and Saturday. A little dicey at the end there, but mm-hmm. You have – this is the Christian Moore game. Three hits. He was 3-for-5, five RBIs. And, I mean, that three-run home run he had to give – I think it was to give Tennessee the lead. Three-run shot to give Tennessee the lead in the sixth. I mean, that – I don't know how that ball gets out, but when you're as good as a hitter as Christian Moore is. I guess, you know, the baseball gods and the bat and the ball, like, it just finds a way to get out. I mean, his reaction when he first hit it, I mean, he wasn't even moving. He's like, oh my goodness, that's out. You know, he kind of stopped in the box. I think he thought it was definitely foul, and then it just kept sailing out of there. I don't know what weird voodoo he hit it with, but yeah, gave Tennessee the lead, and then got interesting. They had two on with no outs, winning run on second or the tying run on second base with no outs there in the bottom of the ninth, and hit a couple of hard balls. Tennessee was able to catch them, and you know they were able to score a run on a sack fly, but then you got a ground ball to Christian Moore to finish that one out and close the series. And I think that was a statement. And that was a game Tennessee needed to win, because if you really want a top eight seed, I think you lock that in with that win.
Yeah.
Now, maybe, I mean, I don't think you want to get swept by South Carolina. I don't think they do, but I think even with a sweep, I think Tennessee's still sitting at eighth in the country. Or at least a top eight seed in the country where they can host a regional and a super regional if you know, they continue to win.
Yeah.
And then Drew Beam, mm-hmm. Mr. Consistent.
Yeah.
Just good enough to win every single time. Was it his best stuff? Probably not. But six strikeouts, three walks. Those three walks kind of got him in trouble a little bit, but – five earned runs, but five and a third innings pitch, only six hits. And then you're able to give it to your bullpen, and they're able to get things out of there for you and get you the win. And 7-2 on the season. I think he's had a good season, probably not as big of a season as he'd have liked. But there's probably every team in the country that wish they had a pitcher like Drew Beam. So just another solid performance from him. And then Sunday,
mm-hmm.
that I don't even know really what to say about Sunday. I mean, Dylan Drolling was about the only person that showed up. He struck out 14 times. That was a big thing for me on the weekend. 37 strikeouts total for Tennessee. Need to cut that down some. Now, I know Vanderbilt is a good pitching staff. And I think they had a little bit of out-of-body experiences, especially J.D. Thompson on Sunday. And I mean, that I think that just goes to the rivalry. I mean, you kind of elevate your play in these games, and they're able to do that. And you know, Tennessee just wasn't able to, you know, they had runners on first and second, I think twice with no outs, and just nothing came of it. Too many strikeouts, and you dropped that one 3-0. I think it's the first time Tennessee has been shut out this year. I'm pretty sure. I don't remember us being shut out any time before that. Maybe I'm wrong.
Were we shut out like early, like first few games of the year? Were we shut out in any of those games?
I'm looking through here real quick. No. I don't see any there. I mean, there's none in SEC play. It would have to be. No, Oklahoma, we scored one. So, yeah, it was – that was the first time Tennessee has been shut out this year.
Wow. Yep. Yeah. I mean, kudos. They
– he pitched well.
Threw the ball well. Thing is, we threw the ball well enough. If we could have just had a little bit of bats going, I mean, that game's completely different.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, Tennessee, even though, like, we were down 3-0, I mean, you've seen it all weekend. Over. Yeah, Tennessee has the lineup to flip things in a hurry. They just weren't able to do so. So, and that's kind of where Tennessee's at. They have Belmont at home on tomorrow night, and then South Carolina, that series starts on Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then you'll get the SEC tournament. They did lock up a top four seed in the SEC tournament. So they'll get a first round bye. So I think the one thing for me still DH.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no one's just really taking it. I mean, Peoples has that bomb on Friday.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, you really want somebody to step up and just, you know, take it, but nobody has. And everybody's been given a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Villeneuve, if he touches the ball, he's hitting it a mile. But that's the issue.
Yeah. I mean, he just can't touch it.
He can't hit it. I mean, and he's just, I mean, bad, bad ABs.
Yeah, I mean, on Sunday, it was the three straight pitches right down the middle for me. And it wasn't just Villeneuve. There was a couple guys who did that same thing. But, yeah. you just can't have that. Got to be a better hitter in that situation. And I don't know. I mean, Tony's given about every guy an opportunity. And like you said, no one's really running with it. Cannon Peebles, I guess, got the most of it this weekend. But it still wasn't good enough for him to start on Saturday or Sunday. So I don't know. I don't know really what you do with it, because when he did come in after that, he didn't do too well. Mm-hmm. I mean, your DH is 1-for-9 in the series, 2 RBIs, 7 strikeouts. Just not that's great. And that's the one hole. You know, just like everybody else is pretty consistent in that lineup, and that's just that one. And it's not even your 9th hitter. It's usually your 7th or 8th. Mm-hmm. And it's been a struggle for Tennessee so far this year. Since Villeneuve cooled off, you know, he had a big start to the year. After that, it's been, you know, Bargo struggled. Reese Chapman's got an opportunity. He struggled. Cannon Peebles, you know, I think he's hitting better than he was, but he's not – I mean, he's – still striking out a ton, and that's what you need to avoid. The average is what it is, but, you know, you need guys that can put the ball in play, move some runners over at least, and they're just not getting that right now from the DH spot. And that's your only job.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate, because you've seen good out of all of them. Mm. You've seen the potential for every single one of them, but it's just not consistent.
Yeah.
Hey, who knows, though, baby? Right time to get hot.
Exactly. And there's no one hotter right now than Christian Moore. God. Except maybe one guy. And he's on Tennessee's team also. Dylan Dreiling had a heck of a weekend.
He had a phenomenal weekend.
Yeah.
He was the only guy that showed up Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we had 3 hits. He had all 3?
Yeah. Yeah, all singles. So, yeah, pretty sick performance there. I guess we'll just start with that. I mean, I got MVP first, so I'm sorry if I'm taking yours, but it's got to be Dylan Dreiling.
Yeah, you are taking mine.
But he's staying hot, man. He was 8-for-12 on the weekend, 2 RBIs. Like you mentioned, all of Tennessee's hits on Sunday. I mean, he just continues to be the, you know, Christian Moore and Blake Burke and Billy Amick, those are your headliners. But Dylan Dreiling is just sitting there. He's like, hey, don't forget about me. You know, I know Christian Moore's got a ton of RBIs, but I'm tied with him right now. And I've got a lot less at bats too. So,
yep.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's raking, and it's good to see. Back,
yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
It's probably Annie up there using 15 different things connected to the internet.
No, I went out too, so I don't know exactly what happened.
Oh.
But we do need to mention our boy Chad Zuerker as well. When we mentioned the MVP, I need to mention Chad Zuerker getting running back to the hotel, getting Billy Amick's jersey, that sweet number 11 he's got. No stickers came off bat. Thank you, Caleb, for mentioning that. That was big. I'm sure Tim Corbin was just itching. As soon as Christian Moore hit that home run to start the series, he's like, God, it better have a sticker. So, yeah, shout out Chad Zucker. Always doing his job and then some. So, appreciate him and getting everybody right where they're able to go out and win some ball games.
Just a dog.
Yeah, I mean, it just takes the pressure off, man. He's just like a nice crisp beer. Just take the edge off just a little bit. Who's your MVP for the week?
I think I'm gonna make this really simple. I'm gonna do the same exact thing I did last week.
Okay.
And everybody that said I should have went Blake Burke, I was preparing for this week with Christian Moore. Just, you know, solely off of Saturday.
Okay.
Just because that's, well, he had a huge start for you Friday that kind of gets you running. I think it was maybe Saturday or Sunday, but he almost had another home run to open it up. But he's just, like you said, he's scorching hot. Mm-hmm. And he's making great plays a second, too. He made a couple of really tough plays look pretty routine. That one on Sunday was weird where it's turf, but it, like, hit the lip of the outfield and bounced. I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's weird. But, you know.
Well, they've made the turf, like, it is different. So, like, the dirt.
Yeah.
The brown turf is it's a different turf than the outfield.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Strange. Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it still shouldn't be like a lip, but there is, like, I guess, a different surface where it probably comes off a little funny.
Yeah.
But there shouldn't be a lip where it just jumps out at you.
No, that was a Bauer Field lip hop.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of those where you're probably going to Children's after.
Mm-hmm.
especially with the Bauer Field players.
But
yeah, I'm going to go Christian Moore. Probably just go ahead and tab me down. I'm probably going to do it for the rest of the year.
Yeah, might as well.
Because, I mean, you can't go wrong with it. But yeah, just mainly solely off Saturday.
Yeah. It's an easy tweet when you just have to put and somebody else. You don't have to change up Christian Moore at all.
Yeah, it's not so bad. Just copy and paste it.
Yeah. Big news. Well, I guess it's not news. We hope it's news. AJ Russell potentially coming back this week.
Oh, baby.
So I don't know in what capacity, who knows?
Yeah.
But I think he is itching closer to getting back. And, you know, I think that would be electric to have him come out of the bullpen. I mean, similar to last year, he was great out of the bullpen. So, yeah, hopefully they're able to get him back. And, you know, I think that's just going to be an added bonus for your bullpen there. I'm sure a terrible bullpen like we saw with Vanderbilt this past weekend, they'd love to have a guy like AJ Russell come back.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we mentioned South Carolina this weekend. They are 9-7 in away games. So, you know, a lot better at home, like most teams. But, you know, they just got absolutely boat raced by Georgia this weekend. So I think if they won any, I don't think there's really a chance that they host. But I think if they want a decent seeding, like, they need to come in here and beat Tennessee. So probably a lot like Vanderbilt. Like, Vanderbilt needed to win that series probably to host a regional. So I think they're probably out of it as well. But here comes Georgia, man. They just continue to score runs on top of runs. Now, do they have a lot of pitching? No, but they got one of the best lineups in the country and one of the best hitters in Charlie Condon to lead the way. And, you know, they're putting up hella runs against SEC pitching, which is pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, going to be a big weekend. Again, I think Tennessee's locked up a national seed. And that's kind of all you're wanting. You want to play at home as much as possible until Omaha. Now, yeah, we can sit here and talk about Hoover, but in reality, Hoover doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd probably want to win a game there, but if you get it put out early, I don't think anybody's really that upset. You know, I don't think the kids are dying to stay in Hoover, Alabama, for a weekend, a couple extra days. I think that, man, I have a nice apartment. I kind of rather be there. So yeah, we'll be back next week talking about the series over South Carolina and get right into postseason play. It's crazy how fast this season is kind of flown by.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Yeah. Anything else before we get out of here?
No. Just overall happy with, you know, a series win. I think pitching was good enough all weekend. You know, the bats, that's what the bats kind of scare me when they just disappear.
Yeah.
Because it seems like it's once, you know, every couple series where the bats are just non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little scary to me. But it was just a grind. It was a weekend grind. Friday and Saturday's game was a grind. And your pitching kept you in it, you know, throughout the game until you were able to have, you know, big innings.
Mm-hmm.
So just huge on their part. And hopefully, you know, continue to keep rocking and rolling like we have been.
Yeah. Hate it for Vanderbilt. Really do. I think if Tennessee would have won that game on Sunday, I think Tim Corbin retires. I think he's done. And he might at the end of the season because of it, but I think if Tennessee had won, I think he would just early exit to the showers. Yeah. Yeah, always a good time when you're able to beat Vanderbilt, especially in baseball, because that is the one thing they are competitive in. And I love that Tony Vitello just took that away from them as well. Now, maybe bowling. I don't keep up with bowling, but if I did, you know, maybe that's something they're competitive in, but it's definitely not anything else besides baseball every now and then now. But all right, guys. Well, thank y'all for listening. We will be back next week. And let's get you guys out of here.